Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs. On 95.7, The Game.
Very good. Very nice subtle play there, Spadone. Shout out to the green check marks last night. Thank you, Yankees. When they were down 5-3 in the sixth.
They're a judge or a choker.
I wasn't even worried. That's the weird part for an A's fan, right? Now you're like, oh, they're up 5-3 in the sixth. I'm like, turn it off. The Yankees are going to win that by four runs. And they did. Glad you're with us. What's going on? Willard and Dibs, 888-957-9570. That's your number, your Xfinity mobile text line as well. And good morning, Twitch and YouTube. Thank you so much for being with us as well. Yeah, a lot of moving and shaking. The start of it, free agency, still about a week away in the NBA. And I was thinking about this, and I'll ask it to you, Dibs, before we get to our song of the day. Like, okay, Kyrie is staying. And we find out that John Wall is probably going to the Clippers, and you start to put puzzle pieces together. If Kyrie's going to stay, does that mean Kevin Durant's going to stay? Well, technically, Kyrie is now still tradable. Is there going to be a trade? What have you? Russell Westbrook's going to opt in. We're just starting, and we're not getting a ton of answers yet, but we're getting a few. And one thing is going to be constant in all of them. None of them will involve the Golden State Warriors.
Right.
None of this big player movement. So what would be a good offseason as far as players for the Warriors?
I would say just to keep two of the three big free agents, which is Gary Payton II, Kevon Looney, and Otto Porter Jr. If you can keep two of the three, I think you're doing well. And by two of the three, I mean not Otto Porter Jr. It'd be great to keep all three, but Kevon Looney is an absolute must keep. It's an M key. It's a must win for the Warriors.
And didn't you feel good yesterday after we spoke to his agent, yeah, Todd Ramasar? I detected
good performance.
I detected a sum total of zero. He's maybe leaving.
Well, I didn't get that same sense. I got a sense that they don't know yet what the big offer out there will be. How big is the biggest offer from another team outside the building? Maybe there's no other offer. Maybe no other team says, you know, Kevon, we think you're a system guy. We don't want to give you more than $5 million a year. Maybe that's the reality. I don't think that it is, but I also don't think that Todd knows exactly what that offer is. So to me, we're not to the point yet where we can definitively say he's staying. All things equal, he's going to stay. If the offers are close and if, you know, the fit is where it should be, Kevon Looney is going to stay. I'm not worried about it, but yeah, I don't think we yet know what that big offer is.
No, I just think we know that he really wants to stay and the Warriors absolutely value him.
Right.
So based on whatever those offers are, which I don't think are going to be off the map, I think the Warriors will pivot in whatever way is necessary.
I agree with you.
I think
he's
priority one, right?
Agreed.
Okay.
And I think that they will take care of priority one. I would put it at a 92% chance that Kevon Looney stays.
Okay, nice.
Which is pretty high, not knowing what the other offer is. Gary Payton II, I would put a little bit lower than 92%. I would say that's more of a 65% chance that he stays because I think the market for Gary Payton II would be greater out there versus what the Warriors want to offer. I think that differential is bigger than the differential between Kevon Looney and his market.
More skills that will be perceived as those that travel.
Yes.
I mean, he looks like the best defensive guard in the NBA,
one of
quite
them,
frankly.
And the ability to play 32 to 36 minutes, yeah, if that's how you roll. Not that Kevon can't, but you'd rather he didn't.
Right. And has developed a three-point shot, you know, when the play breaks down and he ends up just open in the corner, like he can knock that down. Those are things that work on every team. Kevon Looney,
yeah,
not that, you know, not that rebounding and hard work and availability, those, of course, work on all teams as well. But I agree with you. The perception is,
yeah,
is that Looney's a little bit more of a product of his surroundings.
Yeah, Peyton a little bit younger, although when you look at it, he's actually not younger, which is the right, the funny part. It seems like everyone's younger than Kevon, but GP2, it feels like he's more of a plug-and-play guy in any system because of what he can do defensively. Otto Porter Jr., I'd say, is about a 33% chance that they re-sign him. I think that he's going to get more than the Warriors want to pay, and I think that Bob Myers looks at who Otto Porter Jr. was with this team, which was a cog, not a key cog, not a crucial cog, a piece that is replaceable. I think that you have a greater chance to replace OPJ on the open market as opposed to paying a huge number to keep it.
Okay, so you notice as you talked about the Warrior offseason, you brought up nobody who's outside of the organization. And
oh, wait, are there other players?
Yeah, no.
Are they called free agents?
Nope, not getting any of them. And
other than maybe an OPJ replacement,
maybe
type
something
of guy,
like, yeah, that, minimum, yeah, salary, yeah, whatever, mid-level exception. Who knows exactly what they're going to do? You're also going to, in theory, inject someone like James Wiseman into the process. So it's fun. It's fun as a Warrior fan to look around the league and look at all the other teams scrambling and jockeying and maneuvering to see if they can reach where the Warriors already are. Song of the day. Let's go, Spadone.
People, keep on learning. Soldiers, keep on warring.
Warriors.
World, keep on turning.
I'm Batman.
One of my favorite jams. Absolutely one of my favorite jams.
Skit, skit.
You know, they're all
that's Guru doing his hesitation dribble.
It's a hesitation sensation.
That's a buck.
Is what it is. And they're all trying to get to higher ground. They're trying to get to the ground occupied by the Golden State Warriors. And the more I watched it, I thought it was adorable, actually. The Clippers are
so
getting
cute.
John Wall.
Look at you, Clippers. Look at you.
You're adorbs. You're adorbs. Let's go out and get Avo Toast together. The Clippers have got John Wall. Oh, it's adorbs. You're such a sweet. You're so profesh.
Gotta have salt on that avocado toast, by the way.
Good, great. You really think John Wall, that's your answer? The beauty of this is,
the Clippers have a big three.
Look, and they're good. Don't get me wrong. Clippers could be very much a piece of the puzzle in the Western Conference. It's not what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is, you love the position the Warriors in because all of these teams are going to go, well, let's try this and let's try that. Even the Nets. The Nets are sitting there with the former Warrior himself alongside the former Warrior killer himself. And, oh, that was going to be such a thing. And look at what they've done since they arrived. Well, let's try LaMarcus Aldridge. Oh, and then how about some Blake Griffin? Oh, James Harden. Let's get James Harden. And then, oh, no. Okay, Ben Simmons. That's going to be the one. Haven't even seen him play. Let's do it. It's going to be Ben Simmons and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant.
Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan.
Let's see how you can compete.
Andre Drummond.
Let's see how you can compete with that. Let's see if you all can even play a game. Can you all put uniforms on the same night?
I wouldn't if I were you.
And play a basketball game?
You got no chance against that team.
Let's see that first. And so here we go once again with what we talk about all the time, star building. And it only works if you go to tier one, like the Los Angeles Rams. Star collection combined with winning with stars, that's tier one in sports entertainment.
Did you make these tiers up?
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
And
they
are your four-tiered plan.
They are the tiers of a clown. I understand that.
Thank you, Smokey Robinson.
But that doesn't usually work. And so all of these teams that are going to have to go through the process of finding themselves, while the Warriors just pop a cigar and say, we'll wait and we'll see if you're ready come May.
Yeah, and that's also tier one because they're winning with stars, but they won with their own stars. So they're also kind of tier two vibes as well when you think about it, because they won without stars when they weren't stars. Steph was a star in the making when Clay, and Andre Iguodala was a fading star when he was MVP, but you won then, and now you won again. And you look at what you have core-wise, and your best four players are all coming back. And if you think Jordan Poole is in that top five group, your top five are coming back. And Kuminga, Moody, and Wiseman are all coming back. So you really don't have a need or the ability to go out there and do what you're talking about. You really don't have the ability to go out and, hey, we want John Wall. John, come here. Joe Lacob's going to pay you $40 million a year, which, by the way, would be $120 million a year with luxury tax.
Yeah, I mean, you could. You'd have to make a stupid trade, and I don't know why you would. So that's a fair point. We're sitting here going, man, Warriors, run it back. Run it back. And they probably will use that motto, and they'll run it back. The truth of the matter is they don't have any choice.
Right.
They got no choice but to run it back. But I love that idea. I love it. Like, what is better for fans to still be pulling confetti out of their backpacks, but then as you get to free agency, realize that all you have to do really is just kind of show up. You got to show up. You got to be there, take care of a few guys who took care of you. And then on the backside of that, let's see if anybody can come up with the magic elixir that fixes this whole thing. So I think that that's a very, very comfortable spot. And I hope that this offseason, and you rarely hear this from an NBA fan, I hope it's real quiet.
Right. I hope they don't do a damn thing.
Yeah.
I hope they stay in pat.
Nothing.
And I like run it back as a great way to describe it, because that's what you're going to do anyway. Even if Otto Porter Jr., Looney, and GP2 are all gone, you're going to replace them with three probably vet men, mid-level. You're not going to bring in another big boy to play alongside your four already huge contracts. If you look at what they're paying Steph, Clay, Draymond, and Wiggins, that right there is the salary cap.
I want T-shirts on the Warriors as they warm up next year, okay, that just show the lines of their rib cages. Rib cage, okay? This is from me to you, marketing department. I just want everybody to see the rib cage.
Like one of those skeleton shirts, or so tight that you can see.
That's right. So tight, because these guys are all in wonderful shape. I don't know if Draymond's going to sign off on this, but everybody's in wonderful shape. And you've got the shirt with the rib cage. And then on the back, it has the word ribs. Run it back, son. R-I-B-S.
Run it back, son.
Run it back, son. And put the rib cage right on the front. And let's see Clippers and Mavs and Nuggets. Oh, the Nuggets are going to get healthy. Okay. I mean, the Western Conference is going to have a lot to offer next year, and we'll see whatever
Memphis
this...
deeper 1 through 15 we'll and see. More athletic. That's going to be the new thing.
They actually are more athletic. They're very young.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to have everybody.
I mean, so many young teams in the West. I got the Warriors, Mark, finishing fifth next year in the regular season.
Boy, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough to go on the road in the playoffs.
Yeah,
there.
I don't know if they can do
See
it.
See if they can win a road game. I mean, Draymond said it yesterday. I think he went on with Trevor Noah. Did he go on with Trevor Noah? Draymond Green, we'll play some of that sound for you coming up in just a little bit. And he said something that I think has really got to be a rallying cry for the Warriors next year. Because I've always talked about how whenever you win, you can say, oh, hey, we're motivated to do it again. You can't want it as much as the guy who's never had it. Like, I don't know. Does Steph Curry want a fifth ring more than Chris Paul wants a first one? I don't know. But you got to figure out how to motivate yourself when it seems like you've achieved all your goals. And Draymond spoke about being addicted to the feeling of being at a parade. He goes, and I'm at the parade, and I'm so addicted to what we're doing here that all I could think about is, how do we get back here again?
Yeah.
How do we get back here again? And so they're going to need to sort of tap into that motivation, because there's not going to be any new blood.
Right.
There's not. I mean, and
it's going to be the same core.
And he spoke about how the whole NBA world has still, again, there's that fact, when they've also, when the Big Three has started every game of a playoff series, they've never lost. So motivate themselves by the fact that, as he said, no one has ever really proven that they can beat them. And so the only way you keep that stat is to go do it again.
Right. And he understands and they understand that it's not about October, it's about April. And so you don't have to worry about, can they be motivated to do it again starting in October 15th when the season opens? No, they know and we know, everybody knows that the proving ground is in April. What you do from October to April sets you up to be in a position where you can then get the 16 wins you need to win the championship. And this year that included Jordan Poole and his maturation, Kevon Looney as an Iron Man, Andrew Wiggins growing into this culture and becoming a real reliable player, Klay Thompson getting healthy, Draymond Green only playing 50 games, which is what you're going to see from him again this upcoming season. You just are.
We hope.
You know, and I think everything.
That's if they're healthy.
Well, and this year sets up, like, can Kuminga and Moody take that next step or two toward being real rotational playoff players? Can James Wiseman actually make it through a season without injury?
Right.
Can these new draft picks come up and make an impact in the Kuminga and Moody role? So there's so much that's going to be proven October to April, but Draymond knows that the only questions that are asked won't be answered until April.
Well, the load management thing is interesting because in a way, maybe it does help build their younger players. Like Jordan
right.
Poole, he totally benefited from all the time that Klay and then subsequently Steph missed this season because it gave him more starts, more minutes, and made him that much more prepared for the playoffs.
I think he started 51 games this year.
Yeah, so like if Draymond is sitting out games here and there, you know, does that open things up for Jonathan Kuminga? Does it open things up for Moody? Does Wiseman end up getting more minutes that will help them come playoff time next year? Yeah, totally fair point. Amy Dash is coming up here in about 15 minutes. Deshaun Watson hearing getting started today. Ray Area is going to be next hour at 10:30. So we got that coming up as well. And then there's the story that just won't die. It won't die. And so once again, it's making all of us ask the question, guys, what are you doing?
Willard and Tibbs have a lot to say.
My only weapon was my mouth.
But they just have one big question.
What are you doing?
What are you doing right now?
What are you doing right now?
What are you doing right now?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
It's not going to go away, is it?
Never. Thank God.
Then again, maybe it shouldn't. Yeah, maybe baseball should learn how to lean more into stuff like this because we talk about the lack of a marketing wing, the lack of marketing chops. If this happened in the NBA, my gosh, the league would get a whole year out of it. Instead, what do we do in baseball? Oh, guys, we're done with that story. We're going to try to move on from that story. We're going to put that story to bed. I think we've closed the door on that story. Well, it opened on back up. And, of course, we're talking about Jock Peterson and Tommy Pham. So our good friend Chris Rose has a couple of Braves pitchers on his podcast, and of course they are former teammates of Jock Peterson. They were with Jock last year, and listen to the conversation that opens up about the Jock Peterson Tommy Pham experience.
What the hell, Jock? Do something back. First and foremost, what the hell are you doing letting somebody slap you? That's number one. Number two, I knew it was gonna happen. I saw the text message.
You weren't in the league.
I'm not in the league. No,
this was going on all last year, so we would hear about this in our clubhouse before this ever happened. And the biggest one was when we went to San Diego that end of the year, and he literally did not leave the clubhouse. Jock did not leave the clubhouse because he knew Tommy Pham was out there, and Tommy Pham wanted to slap him and beat him up. And so he just stayed inside the clubhouse, didn't take BP for 3 days, just hid inside the cage, and then would come out to the game. It was fantastic. So the whole clubhouse, everybody knew this. And he thought that it, like, you know, Tommy left, or that Pham had left the league and, like, he was good to go. Came out and then, yeah.
Yeah. So that's Tyler Matzek and Josh Tomlin, two Braves relievers, which, A, curious as to why they felt the desire to dish on this, because it seemed like when Jock went back to Atlanta last week, very, very well received.
Right.
Beloved.
By the fans.
Won a ring.
Sure.
All of that. But these two players dish on it a little bit, and it opens it all back up, and it's not a great look. So
no.
Essentially what you're talking about is Jock Peterson spent the year last year, A, knowing that Tommy wanted to fight him, and B, he hid from him.
Right.
Now, two things, because A, I do want to say, Jock, all right, come on. You're not going to take BP because you're scared of this guy? What are you doing? You're a 250-pound man, too. You can go handle yourself. You can go to BP. You're surrounded by 30 teammates who would be there to help you out. There's actually no safer environment. But I also know a lot of Giants fans, oh, gosh, look, Jock Peterson, he's a wuss and he's a wimp and he's all of this. I'll just respond this way. It is not a great look. I also don't care. I don't need my left fielder to be a tough guy. I don't want him. I don't need him to go seek out a fight. I don't need him to fight back. I don't need him to let someone slap him. I don't really care. Tommy Pham is still the bad guy here. Jock Peterson
looking worse.
Looks a little weak with this story, but I like, is this something that bothers people? Do you care that your left fielder, like, I don't know, if Tommy Pham wanted to fight you, wouldn't you probably avoid the situation, especially when there was no great reason for the fight in the first place?
I would not allow it to affect the way I went about doing my job.
I agree with that.
And, you know, batting practice is a key part of being a hitter, and so you're not going to take BP because you're afraid a guy's going to come after you. And, you know, whatever you think about Tommy Pham and his reaction, Jock Peterson clearly poked the bear. He clearly did something that Tommy Pham didn't like or appreciate, and it boiled over to this point where Tommy basically said, I'm coming for you, and now Jock is going to change the way he goes about preparing for a game after poking the bear because he's afraid of him. That's a little soft. It's not going to affect my day. It's not going to affect whether or not I watch Jock Peterson bat. I love watching him hit. He's been a huge part of this Giants team. He's probably their MVP so far through 72 games. Maybe Rodon would be the other one you could look at as a possible candidate for Giants first half MVP. I just think it's a bad look for Jock.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. You got the guy's phone number. If you're all worried about it, and this was all stemming from fantasy football.
Right.
Like, this isn't
big money league, though. $10,000 a buy-in.
It's not like his wife cheated on him with Jock, okay? Like, we're not talking about some massive issue here. We're talking about, yes, there's a lot of money at stake.
Yeah.
But we're talking about stashing players on IR. This is so ridiculous. If you're really worried about the guy, I don't know. Is it crazy to be like, reach out to him? I don't know. Is he not that? Like
who should reach out to who?
I don't know. Like, this seems
Tommy
like.
Tommy Pham did reach out to Jock.
Thank you.
With an open hand.
Seems like something that could have.
Wow, dude.
Maybe ended up in a space somewhere other than physical blows.
Twitter spaces.
I don't know. And then Pham, yeah, Pham held. Right. I think Jock must have thought this year, because he went out for BP this year. He must have thought, well, I'm sure he's over it by now.
He has to be over it by now. No, he wasn't over it.
You know what? We should ask Amy Dash about pressing charges against Tommy Pham.
He should, Mark. That was assault.
We should ask Amy Dash about that.
Maybe Draymond Green should file suit against the Boston Celtics fans, too,
and then,
for defamation of character.
Maybe Deshaun Watson will come up as well.
There's no hostility, bro.
No, there's a lot of hostility. Amy Dash, Ray Ratto next hour as well. It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.